Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Ah, yeah, you know what it is. Hard worker, scrappy, unfiltered, and sometimes unhinged football content. Hard to explain, but you know it when you see it. Doing it daily our way. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Redraft and Dynasty Fantasy Football, we got you covered. You know their defense is ranked like 31st in the NFL? NFL draft prospects and rookies? Now you know you're in the right place for that.
Absolutely.
All right, then stop saying it. Then we're done. And prop bets with my man Jay Rich.
Count that money, man.
Now wipe the crust out of your eyes. Get you a cup of coffee. It's time to wake your ass up with Ray G. You honestly are making absolutely no sense, and you sound silly as hell. Good morning, good people. Good morning, good people.
Good morning, 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 good people. Come on, right?
Good morning, good people. Good morning. I can't do it, Fizzle. I can't do it right now. I can't. Good morning, good people. It is Monday, January 23rd, 2023. I'm glad y'all are here. Y'all decided to wake up. Glad to be in the building. It's been a minute. Feels, man, old GQ had a rough night sleeping, man. I had a rough night sleeping. Jay, I don't know what to say. This was what sucks is I didn't even get a chance to gloat about the Dallas Cowboys win over the Bucks because we played last Monday night and then we didn't do a show. You know what I mean? I couldn't really gloat about it, right? I couldn't really gloat about it. You know,
it's like a moot point now.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. The pain is real. This one hurt, dog, because in my adult life, I literally remember watching the Dallas Cowboys versus the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl back in 1996. I remember this like it was yesterday. 96, I went to go see Toy Story in the movie theater, Toy Story 1. I was a young lad of 9 years old the last time they went to an NFC title and won it, and I was this close, 27, 28 years ago, man. And I just think about all the shit that I've done, and since the last time the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl, like I went through middle school and high school and like 20 years of college, and here we were, this close, and couldn't get it done versus Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. So we will talk about the Dallas Cowboys here in a second, Jay. But how you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. You know, I'm not feeling the pain that you're feeling, but, you know, everyone, as Jameis would say, there's pain everywhere, right? There's pain everywhere. But we're still going to keep on pushing. We're doing a trade show today, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we had to do something.
News.
We had to do something. We had to do something a little different. I don't want to dive into, we're going to dive into it at the end of the news. But yeah, trade show. It's going to be a good show. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs who advanced forward. Congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals, to the Philadelphia Eagles, and to the San Francisco 49ers. So, Jay, get into the news, man.
The biggest news in the world of sports. Covered and brought to you by one man, Jordan Richards. This is Straight Facts, presented by Michelle Adoro.
All right, Ray. So there was one little piece of news that dropped kind of all amongst the commotion of the divisional round, and it was apparently Lamar Jackson turned down a contract from the Ravens that was for a reported $133 million guaranteed. Now, we all know that Deshaun Watson's contract of $230 is the gold standard for any quarterback looking to make some money nowadays. But even still, to be behind Russell Wilson, behind Kyler Murray for the sophomore MVP, it's pretty disrespectful. And it almost feels like now, are the Ravens even trying to really sign Lamar Jackson now? They say they are. Coaching staff says they're still fully committed to Lamar Jackson. But based on what we're hearing, it certainly doesn't feel that way. And so it doesn't seem likely he's going to be back unless for some reason things change. Now, on the injury front, we obviously saw Patrick Mahomes' injury. He has a high ankle sprain. He said he's going to be fine for the AFC Championship game. That game will be in Kansas City. And Joe Burrow reminded everybody to know that hopefully they get their refund soon after they sold all those tickets to the game in Atlanta. And then as well, as you saw, Ray, Tony Pollard suffered a broken ankle. potentially a, and as well a high ankle sprain. People are saying it's a reported fibula injury. So broken fibula is supposed to be around 3 months, reported by Rappaport this morning on Good Morning Football. So how does that affect his free agency? Probably not a ton, but obviously teams will want to see that he is healthy and good to go for a training camp before signing him to a bigger contract. So Ray, is there anything you want to touch on here? And if you want to get into the divisional round and what we saw, especially yesterday, feel free to do so, but I will leave that up to you.
Yeah, man, I think we've got to, right? I got to put my fandom to the side. Make sure y'all join. If you don't know, I do streams for Bleacher Report every Monday, 10 a.m. Central Time, so 11 Eastern. Download the Bleacher Report app. They will hold me to it. I told everybody on the stream day, there was like over a lot of people in there, and I said if Brock Purdy beat the Cowboys, I would buy a Brock Purdy jersey and wear it all over the Bleacher Report stream. And
oh no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I tried to cash that bet last night, and all the Brock Purdy jerseys were sold out. All of them. All of them sold out. Every colorway, you can't buy them. So I just, you know, from a fantasy perspective, Jay, right now there's a lot of conversation and talk about who the starting quarterback for the 49ers will be going into the fall. And seems to be, much like always, a massive disconnect from the NFL draft community, the NFL world, and fantasy world. Big disconnect. Fantasy world, oh, it's got to be Trey Lance. They traded three picks for him. They traded three firsts. It's got to be Trey Lance. Jay, I don't know what fucking galaxy these people are living in. I don't care. It's funny. The standard that we want to hold Brock Purdy to, right? He's a rookie quarterback, one. He was the last pick in the draft, two. He was the third string quarterback to start the season, three. But then, oh, he's not throwing for 300 yards. He sucks. He's no good.
He makes no big-time throws.
Oh, he doesn't make big-time throws. People, he's going to, I don't care what they call it, he has the leg up at worst at the starting job going into the fall. I don't, Jay, for the life of me, I don't understand what planet Fantasyland is living on, because they think that Trey Lance has done something that just automatically warrants him being the starting quarterback going into next season. And I don't care how much Brock Purdy you watch during college. It doesn't fucking matter at this point. Jay, do you think there's any world in which this job is just handed back to Trey Lance going into training camp of 2023?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's no way that's happening.
Jay, the capital doesn't matter anymore. Nope, that money is burnt. That was 2 years ago.
Long
that
burnt.
Money is gone. Sunk cost fallacy. The capital means nothing at this point. This dude is going into year three. Year three, and he's done nothing. Nothing. They're not pulling Purdy off the field. This is the disconnect. The draft capital. It's the draft. The draft capital doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore.
You pay that money to get a great quarterback on a rookie contract. Trey Lance's rookie contract is almost done. You're actually more beneficial to go with Brock Purdy because he gives you more years of a cheap deal. So realistically, all that talk about the first round pick and the rookie that's gone. Trey Lance has wasted all of that time by not playing and being injured. And now Brock Purdy, 7-0. Say what you want. Wins aren't a QB stat, blah, blah, blah. Dude is 7-0 in his first seven starts in the NFL, and he was the last pick in the draft. He's running the offense effectively. He makes some wild scrambles in the backfield that I'm like, okay, Purdy, you're looking like a rookie. Relax. But he gets it done, and he's won them games. And to be honest, Ray, dude put up 35 points a game for the first six games. It was only till he finally played Dallas that he struggled a little bit. But even going into Philadelphia, I wouldn't say I'm that concerned about him. And I don't think this Niners should be concerned about him either.
They're not. And here's the thing. This isn't anti-Trey. Like, I still want some Trey, right? Get him to Atlanta. Get him to New Orleans. Get him to six, seven other teams that potentially need a quarterback, right? Like, I still think the young man is talented. Jay, I'm drafting Trey Lance top eight in startups because I was like, this offense, him this season, it's going to click. This is not anti-Lance, but there's no world. I don't believe, and we could write this down, Jay, record it, screenshot it. There's no way they hand him the job. And this is just where I'm seeing so many people talk about this. Oh, Purdy stinks. He's not that good. He's a trash can. This doesn't matter. This is where the fantasy community is often very, very slow to react because we want to hang on to draft capital. We want to hang on to upside. Yep. have I not, since April 2021, who have I personally said that I believe the San Francisco 49ers wanted to draft at number three overall? And I will go Mac to Jones. My grave believing that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones to be his quarterback. What is Brock? They're like the one and the same. They're like, he's the discount version of Mac Jones. I will go to my grave. I do not believe that initially when that trade was made, it was made for Trey Lance during that draft process. I will go to my grave believing that they wanted Mac Jones at quarterback. Listen, man.
Now they got it.
They got it.
With some wheels.
They got it. This is one where I'm not telling you to panic. I'd actually be in the business of acquiring some Lance if people are nervous and they think he's not. Like, he's going to get an opportunity to start in the NFL. I believe that with every fiber in my body. But I do not believe.
The problem, though, is will they get rid of him? I don't believe they will.
I don't think they should. Why would they? Why would they?
So if you do acquire him, he's probably not going to play. Unless, of course, Purdy stinks or gets injured or what. But I think he's earned a decent amount of runway with this offense. I mean, he's played phenomenally for them so far.
And I don't think it matters the outcome of the NFC title game. I think this is what it is.
Oh, no.
And at best case for Lance on this team, it's a camp battle going into the fall. It's at best case, it's a camp battle with the leg up being to the guy who has them one win away from a Super Bowl. And you can say what you want. He made some throws yesterday where, Jay, if we're being honest, he outplayed Dak Prescott. If we're being honest, he outplayed Dak Prescott, right? He didn't. Every quarterback has turnover worthy plays, right? You can look at Mahomes, oh, that should have been a pick. You can look at this quarter, oh, that should have been it. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. He outplayed Dak Prescott. And it seems like the trajectory of this quarterback, like, I'm telling you now, Dallas is, it's, Dak is on razor thin ice, man. I mean, it's been seven seasons, and what's very apparent to me, Jay, is he's the type of quarterback that needs a lot of things around him to be successful. I don't think
for sure
he's a floor-raising quarterback. It's funny because we look at the guys that are not first-round picks, right? Dak was a fourth-round pick. Purdy was a seventh-round pick. And to a certain degree, they all kind of are managers, right? You know, when you get things around them, you know, an offense can pop here or there. When he had young Zeke Elliott and Dez Bryant his rookie season when he took over for Tony Romo, everything went well. But Dallas needs another wide receiver. They need somebody opposite CeeDee Lamb. It's clear with anybody with two eyes that Ezekiel Elliott is no longer shirt rolled up, feed me Zeke. He's not that guy. He's just not. It was awesome to watch him run the ball for 6 years in Dallas and be one of the best running backs, if not a period of time, the best running back in football. But they got to move on. You cannot go into another season with him being a primary ball carry. He just does not have the explosion. He can't do anything in the receiver. It's, you see this fall off, and this is the running back position in fantasy. You see the decline right there with Ezekiel Elliott. Unfortunate that Tony Pollard broke his leg. It's going to cost them money. Like, I wonder if Dallas is able to retain him on a cheap one-year prove-it deal. It's unfortunate for Pollard. But I firmly believe the Dallas Cowboys will be selecting a wide receiver in 2023, and they'll be in the later rounds. They will draft a running back. They will find another running back to complement, hopefully, Tony Pollard in the backfield. And I'll just say, a sneaky dynasty stash, Jay, is Malik Davis. Just, we'll see. Sure. I think he's a sneaky guy that you could just, he's probably on waivers, or he is the last piece in a throw-in to get a deal done. We'll get to trades, but I think Malik Davis is somebody that I want to roster because I do not believe Zeke is coming back. Jay, you have been a Dak Prescott detractor for a long time.
Yep.
I do not, if they don't get it done, like, and I think what Dallas is going to do is give Dak Prescott one last hurrah, give him weapons, get a new running back, and be like, okay, here you go. If he can't get it done, I don't think they re-sign him to another extension. I don't. And Dallas has been very lucky because they haven't had to draft a quarterback in a long time. They got Tony Romo. They found Tony Romo, and that held the franchise together for 8 years. They found Dak Prescott in the fourth round. That held the franchise together for another 7 years. So you're talking about a 15-year period to where Cowboys fans have not had to draft a quarterback. And when you think about the quarterbacks that Dallas wanted to draft, that they wanted to get, they were sniped. Paxton Lynch, Johnny Manziel, and Ryan Mallett. And it was very clear that those three quarterbacks in this window of Tony Romo and Dak Prescott were the three quarterbacks that they were targeting. One more time, Jerry Jones was sniped on Paxton Lynch, sniped on Johnny Manziel, and wasn't able to acquire Arkansas legend Ryan Mallett. So I have little confidence that Dallas is going to be able to draft a quarterback. So this is a talented team, but they need receivers. They better be calling Arizona for DeAndre Hopkins. Pray to God that Jaxon Smith-Njigba or Quentin Johnston or Jordan Addison falls to him in the draft. Mike McCarthy, I don't know what to do with him. Dan Quinn is out the door. Get a defensive tackle. Micah Parsons playing. Mike Backer is just, it feels like a fucking waste of his talent. So what do you think about this team and these assets and Dynasty moving forward?
I mean, I think you want CeeDee Lamb, and I don't know I want anybody else. Like, I will give Gallup a little bit of credence because he is coming off the ACL. We know that players coming off the ACL do start a little slow, but that interception was definitely his fault. He didn't go back to the ball. Not that it was a great ball by Dak anyways. But, you know, you look at the team, Ray, I think the biggest question you didn't really address is Schultz, right? I think they have to bring him back at this point, whether they franchise tag him. They talked about, it was reported that they may franchise tag Pollard before he obviously broke his leg. They got to do something with what I think they got to bring back at least one, if not both those guys. And like you mentioned, draft somebody to do something. They drafted Jalen Tolbert. He hasn't done anything. They have Gallup. They brought in whoever the hell they brought in. They don't have anybody that can do anything.
They don't have anybody. They don't have anybody.
And I think it's funny because they traded Cooper for nothing because they wanted the contract gone. And I get all of that, but it clearly wrecked their offense in a lot of ways. And to your point about Dak, he has to have a lot of pieces around him. You can say that about a lot of quarterbacks. We could even potentially say that about Josh Allen because he didn't play.
We're going to talk about Allen in a second.
But you know what I'm saying? But I think as far as the Cowboys, Ray, I think the problem for them is I don't know if they can put enough pieces together next season to go on a run. Last year seemed like a much better team, and I think we all will admit that. Coming into this year, they're a great team. They had great moments, but when it came down to it, they were never really that good enough, and kind of saw that throughout the regular season, and obviously saw that in the final game against the best defense in the league, right? To win the NFC, you have to go through the Niners. You have to go through the Eagles. Those teams are going to have great defenses for the next few years. So you think about it from an upgrade on an offensive standpoint, they're going to have to do that if they want to get anywhere. And so I'm curious how they decide to do it, but I think it may be a multi-year thing. And the problem is that will Dak be around for that multi-year retooling?
Listen, it's a weird, he's Kirk Cousins, man. It's a weird, you move on from Dak. Where is the immediate upgrade, right? Again,
there isn't one.
Paxton Lynch, Johnny Manziel, and Ryan Mallett would have been tried out at quarterback. And before that, and if you are a Cowboys fan or remember this, we had Chad Hutchinson, Drew Henson, Quincy Carter. Name the misfit cast of toys have been caught. This is what better upgrade is there than Dak? So I think they just are going to try to surround him with a bunch of pieces, see if he can do it, and if he can't, they're not going to extend him. I don't believe that. The patience is run. That was on Dak, man. He was outplayed by Brock Purdy. That was on Dak. You're in. Inside the 20, you throw a double interception. Like, you threw it off the chest of one guy, then the other guy catches it, and then just another bad ball on your side of the 50. We needed him to have it. I understand this defense was tough, but here's the thing, Jay. Nick Bosa, for the most part, was neutralized. The O-line played really well. Well, better than I thought they would hold up against Bosa. Tyron Smith did a good job. This was on Dak, man. I've been a big Dak defender for a long time. But this loss was on Dak, and I just, you know, I don't know what this team is going to do. I think they're going to try to load up offensively. They do need a defensive tackle to help out those linebackers. It's getting close to no man's land for the Dallas Cowboys. Jay, you brought up the Buffalo Bills, who also were destroyed at home.
Yeah.
And, Jay, how good is Joe Burrow? I mean, We talk about Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, top of the Jay, we did this. On YouTube Shorts killed us, right? Top quarterbacks from that 2020 class. I mean, and most people, Herbert, the upside, the ceiling of Herbert is so much higher than Joe Burrow. Are we still believing in that nonsense? I mean, what? Joe Burrow is that? He's like the new age Tom Brady, dog. Like, this dude's fucking good. Yep. He's great. He's cool. Yep. He's unflappable. He's excellent. He can run. He's got weapons. Yep. Jay, this Cincy team, and even I was a small disbeliever, right? I didn't, man, last year they went on an improbable run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right?
Bro.
Ain't no fluke anymore, right?
Rank them. Hurts, Tua, Herbert, Burrow. Who else was in 2020?
That's all we ranked.
Those four. Rank them right now. Hurts, Herbert, Tua, Burrow. Rank them.
I think I got to put Burrow at one now. I'd go Burrow 1, Herbert 2, Hurts 3, and then Tua's like, what, 8th? If I could extend the list and really give a nice tier break there. But yeah, it's got to be
Burrow, Hurts, man. Herbert. Burrow, Hurts, Herbert.
You had Hurts 1 before, so about you just...
Okay, well, Burrow's 1. Burrow is 1. Yeah, Burrow is 1.
Burrow is number 1. Burrow is that dude.
He's that dude.
I love Burrow.
Burrow
since
is
the moment
dude.
This man been that dude at LSU, he's been the same dude in the NFL, and you just don't see that enough, and it is incredible to see what he's done.
What he's done
for that team, man.
At what point, and I'm just stirring the pot here, Bills fans talk to me, at what point is Sean McDermott on the hot seat? I mean, this is, what, 3 straight years that they've fallen short this deep in
they've
the playoffs?
They've lost to some good teams, though,
I
man.
I get it, like, but here's the thing.
They've
the
lost
AFC's
to some
not
good
getting,
teams.
The AFC's not getting any easier. Jay, Cincy's here to stay. Cincy is...
And the so is that other bad man.
Well, he's the baddest man on the fucking planet, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. The baddest man on the planet, the best player in the NFL. He is our generation of, you know... I don't know if Tom Brady really counts as our generation.
He's Steph Curry, man.
He's
Steph Curry.
He is that good, man. He's Steph Curry. He's LeBron. It's a gift watching Patrick Mahomes play football. But I'm just the Bengals, Jay. Just complete destruction of the Bills on the road in the snow. Burrow comes out there, boom, 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 touchdown. Boom, 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 touchdown. I mean, this team is great.
They're so
they're great.
Good.
I don't know what to say, man.
And it's both sides of the ball, right? Because people just look at the offense, but even their DC deserves a head coaching job. The way he's built that defense has been nothing short of phenomenal. Their second half adjustments have been great. They're probably going to lose guys on defense, so next year they may be, you know, retooling on that front. But the offense has been great and will be great. But their DC, I don't remember his name exactly, but he has been the star of the show for that team this year. We knew the offense was great. I still don't know if I believe that Zach Taylor is a good coach, but he's got Joe Burrow, so he's going to be just
fine. Doesn't matter.
Maybe he's Bill Belichick without the defensive prowess, but Zach Taylor, you know, for everything he's not, he's got Joe Burrow, so he'll be just fine. But definitely a lot of credit to that Cincy defense because they've been built in a way that is just they play different game to game and are phenomenal.
Buffalo needs a running game. They don't run the ball. They have no wide receiver opposite of. It's almost like they're the damn Cowboys of the AFC. They're missing. They've got a much better quarterback, but it's, you know, what has Allen done in the playoffs? We continue.
Allen's been awful. He's been awful. Like, we got to be real. I'm not gonna take too much away from him because, you know, he's throwing in the snow, but he's still, Joe Burrow's still getting it done. So, Allen, what are you doing? This is your climate. This is your city. This is where you're supposed to thrive. You're from Wyoming. He missed a few throws out there. So, I can't exactly just say, oh, well, it's the conditions because Burrow's not missing those throws. He missed one throw to Hurts in the end zone, and that was about it. Everything else was basically right on target. But you mentioned the Cowboys, which is funny because on Twitter it's, well, we need to get Josh Allen more receivers because he only has Gabe Davis. Well, Gabe Davis was supposed to be your savior. And then Isaiah McKenzie was coming in to be the slot receiver. And you still have your great tight end in Dawson Knox. Oh, well, they also need a receiving back. Well, you drafted James Cook in the second round. So I'm not really sure where Bills fans are going with this. I don't really think they need to retool the offense at all. I just think Josh Allen has to play better, and they have to get better at play calling, because for everything that they have on offense, there's, what are you going to do? Go out and spend another $20 million on a big-time receiver? Maybe you need that, but they are putting these pieces in place. Khalil Shakir could be their slot receiver next season and be fine.
Listen,
but you know, every time they lose, we need more on offense.
They got manhandled in the trenches on both sides of the ball. Yeah. There's no running game. They need to. You've got to take some pressure off of Allen. What I felt, I'm not. I said Sean McDermott. I just said Allen. He hadn't done a lot in the playoffs either. But it just seems like they just are asking him to be Superman every play. And you know, there comes a point in time where you can't do that. So it's the AFC is not getting any easier, man. The Jacksonville Jaguars, really quickly, I think they'll be fine. I mean, the fact that they went from the worst team in the NFL again to damn near playing for an AFC title game, I think they're fine. T-Law, he's going to be good, but let's not get out over our skis and anoint him as a top five quarterback already. They're still Jacksonville, that of all the losses, that's the one team I have the least concern about is Jacksonville. I think they'll be fine. I think they're going to get Calvin Ridley back. You've got a good running game with Travis Etienne. Why they didn't run Etienne in the second half blows my mind. I think they'll be fine in the long run. The Giants, they took arguably the worst loss over the weekend, but no one really expected them to do much versus Philadelphia. Jones was okay. He wasn't very good. His receivers didn't help him out. Daboll said we got outcoached, right? They went for it on fourth down early, admitted they were outcoached. That was the, of all the losses, that one was the least shocking to me, in my opinion. So the Giants, again, another team that probably over exceeded their expectations this year. So
for sure,
they shouldn't be upset. The Giants fans shouldn't be upset with this season. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. Did you even hear Saquon Barkley come out and say, listen, I know my market may not be where I think it should be because I had two seasons filled with injury. I'm realistic here. So, sounds like they want to run it back. Defensively, the Giants are awful. Offensively, they've got to find some receivers. I still think they've got good pieces to build around, but they got to find a guy. They've got to find a one, right? I like Richie James in the slot. I like Hodgins on the outside, but they need to find a guy, and that's evident, right? They need to have add an Addison, add a Quentin Johnston, add a dynamic playmaker to that offense. Evan Neal's got to improve on the offensive line, but overall, I think for the Giants and the Jaguars, those teams' trajectory is looking up. Dallas is teetering. It's a good team, but that window is getting ever so tight. So, yeah, it's interesting to see how this is going to play out, especially in the dynasty market, Jay. But let's get into some trades, man. I don't want to talk about Dallas anymore. I've got to talk about them all day. I'm sure the people in the old Bleacher Report stream will let me have it later. Make sure y'all are there. Bleacher Report, 11 a.m. Eastern time in the Bleacher Report app. Come check your boy Ray out. But let's get into some trades, Jay. Let's get into some trades. No, we don't want to do that. All right, here we go, Jay. We've got, we put this in here. Give us some good ones. We're in our Discord, patreon.com/allgas. This is the Dynasty Trade channel. So, Jay, let's talk about this first one right here. We got Aaron Jones and CeeDee Lamb being acquired for Travis Etienne, Michael Gallup, and a 24 first round pick, 12 team super flex, PPR, tight end premium. What side would you rather have, Jay Rich?
I think I'm taking Lamb and Jones.
Yep.
But it's close for me. I think I just want Lamb, the player. Dak stinks, and Lamb is still probably, a top five receiver in football, it seems right now. I like Etienne in the first. I think if you wanted to go Etienne in the first for Lamb, I'm fine with it. You know, Gallup, Jones, I kind of like Jones a little bit more, even though he's got a shorter lifespan, more likely in the NFL. But I definitely want CD. He's the best player in this deal by a mile, in my opinion. But Etienne in the first isn't a bad package, even if it is a 24 first for CD Lamb.
Yeah, I'm not trading a top three, top four worst dynasty wide receiver for any running back. It's just probably not going to happen. I like Etienne. Gallup, to me, is kind of...
We'll see, man. The Cowboys.
I wouldn't be shocked if Dallas cuts him, but we'll see what happens with that. So you're talking about Etienne, 24 first. I like it, but CeeDee Lamb, best player in the deal. Give me the young wide receiver. Aaron Jones, who knows what that backfield is going to look like next year, Jay, with Aaron Rodgers potentially on the move. Yeah, for me, in a 12-team Superflex PPR, give me CeeDee Lamb over Michael Gallup, Travis Etienne in the first. Much rather this side of the package. Give me Aaron Jones and CeeDee Lamb. Let's move on down. We've got...
Also, you will have Gallup next year, by the way. He's still got a 19 mil dead cap.
Okay, well, then he won't be cut. So, okay, thank you. All right, we will have Gallup. Thank you for that. All right, we've got what do we have here? A 24-second and a 24-third for Keenan Allen.
I guess. I might want Keenan Allen in that deal.
I
get wanting to get liquid, get the picks, but, you know, Keenan Allen isn't some slouch either.
Yeah, I think I'd rather... I don't really care.
Sorry, Ty.
I don't really care about the 24-third, and I get it. Like, getting liquid, you've got the pieces. Keenan Allen may not...
For 23, I'd probably say, okay, but for 24, I'm kind of like... I don't know. And for people who are listening or don't know kind of like my philosophy, at least, I usually downgrade the picks by a round for every year that you go out to some degree, right? First is a little different, but with seconds, definitely, it's more like a 23-third in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I just don't care about a 24-third right now. I just don't. I don't give a shit how you slice it. Like, I couldn't care any less about the 24-third. So you're talking about a 24-second for Keenan Allen. I mean, Allen's pretty fucking good, man. He just was hurt.
You gotta hold him all offseason, and you don't want to do that, but he's probably worth the hold at that cost.
Yeah. I'd probably rather Keenan Allen. All right. Let's scroll down a little bit. Here goes an interesting one. Jerry Jeudy in a 23-second. So we were just talking about that. The 24th best player in 23, or Rashad Bateman and Rashad White, Jay.
This one's tough for me. I think I want Jeudy, Ray. I think I want Jeudy in the pick, even though it's super late. You know, I've been off Bateman basically since the moment he got drafted. Rashad White is where you could maybe sway me, because I wouldn't be shocked if he's the starting running back for Tampa. And so at that valuation, I think it's actually a pretty good deal. And obviously Bateman will have a role in Baltimore's offense. I think I prefer Jeudy. He's operated as the one in that Denver offense for, you know, about the second half of the season when healthy. Russ has been awful. Hopefully he can only get better, and that will mean good things for Jerry Jeudy. And that's kind of the only reason why I would go that direction. And then, of course, getting the pick for Rashad White isn't too bad either. You can probably get a decent player, even at that late second round evaluation.
Bateman is an interesting one. I think Scott Connor and I were talking about Rashad Bateman last week, and he's going into year three, man. He's going into year three, and he hasn't done a ton for us. And I do believe I'm seeing a lot of mocks with Baltimore drafting another wide receiver. Rashad, I would, long story short, give me Jerry Jeudy in the pick. I like this one, Ty. I think Jerry Jeudy is a more accomplished receiver. I feel a little more secure about him, and especially the chemistry that he developed with Russell Wilson late in the season seemed to be his go-to guy over Rashad Bateman right now. And then the reality is, that 212 and Rashad White are probably the same. You're looking at Dwayne McBride, Tajay Spears, one of those running backs in a deep running back class, Eric Gray. So you're probably re-rolling for arguably the same type of running back. So Jerry Jeudy over Rashad Bateman for me. I like that deal for Ty. So shout out, Ty. We like that deal for you. All right, let's move down. We're going to get to the Big Kahuna here in a minute, because I want to see what the old YouTube comments think about this big trade that happened in our Heisman Royal Rumble League. But this one, we've got Stephon Diggs being acquired for T. Higgins and a 2023 second-round pick, Jay. I know what side of the deal that I like right off the bat. Where are you at?
I'm taking Higgins in the second.
Same.
I like Stephon Diggs, definitely a BAM tier player. Higgins is as close as it gets to being BAM tier, though. I mean, you saw what he did even this weekend, and you get the second round pick in 23. I'm definitely in on that. You know, you can get another receiver potentially, get a running back, and, you know, the drop off in production is very minimal, and obviously the age factor is massive for Higgins as well.
Yeah, I think this is a good tier down, right? I do believe that Stephon Diggs is a tier above T. Higgins, and I know people don't like to hear this, right? Because we're like, oh, they have two alphas. No, there's one alpha in Cincinnati, and his name is Jamar Chase. Like, that's the one. T. Higgins is the two. He is the 1B to Jamar Chase. So there is a tier gap between Diggs and Higgins for me. but that 23 second in this class is enough for me to the age discount that I'm getting, the pick, I'm fine with it, even though I think there's a very strong possibility and probability that Stephon Diggs outproduces T. Higgins next season, right? I don't think that would be outrageous to say that Diggs ends up with more receptions, more yards, and potentially around the same amount of touchdowns, if not more, than Higgins. But the second is enough for me, Jay, to move off of Stephon Diggs. I like that one, too. This is a really good tear down. All right. Brace yourself. So the next trade that we're going to show is a trade that happened in our 2018 double copy Heisman tier league over in the Patreon, patreon.com/allgas. Join. You got the money. It's the beginning of the year. Tax money is coming back. Come join. But it's best ball, 25-man rosters, and this is what happened yesterday or Saturday. We've got one team acquiring Patrick Mahomes, okay? So one team got Patrick Mahomes, and the other side, this is what they gave up in order to get Patrick Mahomes. Jimmy Garoppolo, Geno Smith, Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, and Marquise Hollywood Brown. One more time. The man, Patrick Mahomes, was acquired. The man. Don't get it. He is the man. And in this format, you're talking about a floor of 20 points and a ceiling of 45, 50 points. Was acquired for Jimmy Garoppolo, Saquon Barkley. Jimmy Garoppolo, Geno Smith, Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, Hollywood Brown, Tyreek Hill, and Deebo Samuel. Seven. Not one. Not two. Not three.
Not three.
Not four. Not five. LeBron James here. Not six. Seven championships in Miami. Was acquired for Patrick Mahomes. Jay, what do you think about this deal?
I'm laughing for multiple reasons, but this is brutal. Okay, people need to understand. This is a 14-team league. Quarterbacks are gold. Ray, what you offered me 2 seconds for Brock Purdy, the 201, the 203. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it because I got Brock Purdy for free. I could easily, you know, re-roll him into some other players. But quarterbacks are everything, man. They are everything. I traded Justin Fields and a first to get Deshaun Watson. Hasn't worked out for me yet, but the ceiling, I believe, of Deshaun Watson and having a quarterback in this format is worth it. Brett, who was what, runner-up in Royal Rumble? He had best team.
Yes, the team that got Mahomes was the
second best team in the league.
He was the best team on our side. He won the pot. He beat everybody on the 14-team new side. He was runner-up to winning this league, and he traded all his pieces away for Patrick Mahomes.
I understand why someone may do this, but this team that traded Mahomes was awful. It was not a good team. He only had Mahomes. So now all he has is Saquon, Dalvin, Tyreek Hill, Deebo, who's available half the time, and Marquise Brown, who's available the other half of the time. So with no quarterbacks, you're not winning this league. It's not possible. You're not going to beat my team. You're not going to beat the champs team. You're not, like, there's tons of teams that even all these pieces will not get you there. Again, you people need to understand, if you are trading Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert or any BAM tier quarterback, you have to get I don't even want to say a competent. You got two backups for the best quarterback of our generation. I don't care if you got Tyreek Hill.
So what side do you
Stephon
like?
Diggs.
Do you like the Mahomes side?
It's got to be Mahomes. It's not even close. And you got no picks. Zero. Zero picks.
So you would rather the Mahomes side?
By a mile. Even in Royal Rumble, where depth
Let's
is
go,
everything.
Jay Rich. Let's
even
go.
Even in Royal Rumble, where depth is everything. It's blows my mind. Blows my mind. Just blows my mind. And everyone in the chat is saying that Josh Allen didn't go to Wyoming. Like, he didn't go to Wyoming because he's from California. I'm like, what are you people talking about?
Josh Allen didn't go to Wyoming? What are people talking about?
People are saying he's from California. But he went to Wyoming,
Yeah,
people.
He went to Wyoming. Yeah, come on, man. We don't give a shit where they grew up. All right. So you like the Mahomes side. You would have given up all of this to get Patrick Mahomes.
Hell yeah. Are you crazy? I love this trade.
There you go, Brett. Look at that.
Gino's a week one starter. let's hope. Let's hope if you trade Mahomes, you better hope that he's a week one starter.
The reality is, I don't really care about Dalvin Cook. I mean, he's entering, he's teetering on Zeke Elliott. I mean, first of all, shout out to Dalvin Cook, the quietest 1,400 yards that I've ever seen. You know, he had 1,400 yards. Like, we keep shitting on Dalvin Cook, and he keeps rushing for over 1,300 yards every year. Saquon is dope. Tyreek is dope. Hollywood is dope. Debo's dope when he's on the field. Garoppolo and Geno are a little bit of a problem, but as long as he can get like a season or two out of those quarterbacks, like if I'm the other side, you're in win now mode immediately. Immediately win now mode.
Oh, yeah. You've no choice.
A couple of years from now, this could look a lot different. Today, it looks like you gave up 7-for-1, which doesn't feel good in any way, shape, or form. All right, Jay, let's talk about this one right here. 10-team super flex. So 10 teams, I already want the best assets. You got CMC, Tyler Lockett, and Tyreek Hill on one side. On the other side, you've got T. Higgins, Ramondre Stevenson, and the 109. I don't care about the 24-3rd. 109, Ramondre, Higgins, or CMC, Tyreek Hill, and Tyler Lockett.
Give me Hill, Lockett, and McCaffrey. Same, I would take it if it was just Hill and... I would just take it if it was Hill and McCaffrey. Yeah. I like Higgins and Ramondre, but two clear tier upgrades, BAM tier players, very explosive talents, super high ceiling in a 10-team format is required. The 109 is fine. It will get you a decent player, but much different. Again, in a 10-team league, you have to have those very high-end players. And McCaffrey and Hill are two of the best in the league, so definitely give me those two guys.
Yep, I'm with you. I want Christian McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill. 10-team leagues, I'm assuming they're probably not more than start 10 on the thing, 10 or 11, yep. Give me the best players. CMC is a beast. We know what Tyreek Hill can do. If they get a quarterback upgrade over the offseason, he's still an elite asset. Ramondre's dope. Higgins is dope. And the 109 is fine. And then I'm just getting thrown in another player in Tyler Lockett, who once again goes for over 1,000 yards, is top 24 in points per game at the wide receiver position, and always undervalued. So give me CMC, Tyler Lockett, and Tyreek Hill. I like that trade. For Brian Newman. Like that trade a lot. All right. Let's see. 2024 first round pick, Jay, or Zeke Elliott, Brian Robinson, and a fourth?
Yeah, give me the first.
Yeah, same.
Give me
same.
The first. I don't mind B-Rob.
Yeah.
But Zeke is...
I want nothing
Zeke
to do with
Zeke. Zeke is well done, man. Yeah. he's finished.
He is not good anymore. He's not. He's an awesome running back during his prime. But I'm with you. I want some B-Rob, but not for the cost of a 24 first rounder. If I can move both of those guys,
savvy trade, honestly.
Yeah, it's a really good trade. I like this right here, man. This is good for Kyler OB for or Kyle Rob for whichever way it is. I like that trade. All right. Well, this is pretty small, so we're not going to look at that one. Ah, here we go, Jay. 10-team super flex. Tier half point PPR, CMC or Jamar Chase? I mean, this is easy.
Jamar Chase by a mile?
Yeah, Jamar Chase. Do bridge.
Even in what about half PPR, right?
Don't
Does
care.
That sway you
Running
at all?
Back,
yeah, it doesn't sway me for
doesn't
me
Doesn't sway me at all. Doesn't sway me at all.
You see, Chase is too good.
Yeah, doesn't sway me one bit. Give me Jamar Chase over Christian McCaffrey. If you're talking about like year two CMC, like maybe, like I'm like, all right, you know, this is a stud rookie running back and... Half point PPR, I do tend to value the running back a tad bit more than the wide receiver. But Jamar Chase is going to score a million touchdowns. I mean, you just see it. Like, he should have had a second touchdown in the game, but the stupid NFL rules of non-common sense, right? Like, he didn't complete the catch. But I want Jamar Chase. It's Jamar Chase. We don't need to spend much more time on this one. Jay. All right. Let's talk about old DuBridge. DuBridge getting it in here. So we've got a 12-team super flex tight end premium. Russell Wilson, Antonio Gibson, Isaiah Likely, George Pickens, and Jalen Warren. And I'm just going to assume this is lineup league being traded away for Bijan Robinson. So Bijan Robinson or Russell Wilson, Antonio Gibson, George Pickens, Isaiah Likely, and Jalen Warren, Jay.
Yeah, if I could package all that shit and give it to someone for the 101, I'd probably do it. So yeah, I'll take Bijan Robinson, or you know, even the quarterback of your choice.
Talk through it. What do you mean,
Antonio Gibson, is he even on Washington next year? Russell Wilson, maybe he improves. Isaiah Likely, hopefully he has a quarterback. It probably won't be Lamar Jackson. Jalen Warren, a fine backup running back, and George Pickens, a fake alpha. Give me the 101 in that instance. I will happily take CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, your quarterback one or your running back one. Go for it. Give me the 101. Wow. Give me the 101 there pretty easily.
The disrespect. Wow. On George Pickens here.
Do you disagree?
Yes, I do disagree, actually. I do. Very much so. Here's my thing. As much as I dislike Russell Wilson and don't think he's super good, he's still a quarterback in a super flex league, right?
Come on, man. I understand that Russ can be better. We've been dogging him all year.
I'm just trying to make a case.
There's no case here.
Yes, I'm just trying to talk through it. I like the 101. The Pickens hate, y'all are, I don't get it. Y'all are.
So, okay, the Pickens hate.
Y'all are insane. I don't care who it is. Y'all are insane for the season that he just put up as a rookie wide receiver on a team. He had over 800 receiving yards on a team that has a bad quarterback, a bad offensive I don't give a shit about anything. There's nothing, no data point anybody can tell me. I do not care. There's no way if you have any sort of electrons firing around in your brain right now that you can say George Pickens is a bad wide receiver. That's insane. That is
so you can say he's overrated, right?
Maybe the value, but there's a ton of players that are overrated. If we want to go through a list of overrated players, we can do that right now. But the notion
I'm not trying
that
to go over
bad,
the list of players who are overrated, notion, but I'm the, happy to say George Pickens is overrated.
That's fine. You can say that. You could. I can tell you a lot of players who are overrated. That's not the point of contention here. The fact that he's a bad wide receiver is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? George just said it. Overrated is one thing. Bad wide receiver is something different. And all I'm going to say is be mindful of the content you consume, because for anybody out there saying he's a bad receiver, at that point, we're done talking, because I know that you don't know what you're talking about at that point. He's not a bad wide receiver. Overrated, fine. I think Christian Watson's ADP is overrated and inflated.
I think there's a bunch of people's.
Tua Tagovailoa is still valued as a top 12 dynasty quarterback. I can talk about him being overrated. So I'm not talking about whether the value by the community is pushing him up to a spot where you're uncomfortable paying for that player, but to insinuate he's bad is insane. Insane.
We can move on.
Jeez. 101 or Justin Fields, Brock Purdy, and the 108.
And a super flex, I really like.
There's nothing there. So let's
I really like
super flex.
It's got to be a super flex, and I think I'm comfortable taking the quarterbacks there. I really am.
I am too.
If you got no quarterbacks and your team is, again, this is, and Scott's made this point a lot. If you have the 101, your team is, you know, in 70%, 80% of cases, your team is awful. Like, you have nothing. Your team is terrible. You need Justin Fields and Brock Purdy in a 108 to, you know, really help your team to accelerate that rebuild. I think taking those quarterbacks and even the 108, where you could get a pretty solid wide receiver or running back in that spot, happy trading off Bijan Robinson, because he's not going to help you in your winning window. But those quarterbacks and that 108 potentially could.
I just want to know what his... I shouldn't have shown this because I want people to put their name up. We need to shame them. If you don't have their name there so they can be shamed publicly, we don't want to see it. But I want to know what this individual's quarterback room looks like to where you can give up Fields and Brock Purdy. I just need to know. And I don't think there's any world in which you can tell me you've got, I don't care if you got Mahomes, Burrow, Jalen Hurts on your roster, I'm still not doing that trade. Fields and Purdy, easy. Easy, Jay, easy. All right. 12-team lineup league. I don't play in many of these anymore, so this would be interesting one to walk through. We've got Michael Pittman, Travis Etienne, and Isaiah Likely. A lot of likely trades right now. Pittman, Etienne, and Likely are Dobbins, Akers, and the 105. Lineup league, only have to start nine. Only start nine, Jay, in a lineup league. Would you rather Pittman and Etienne and Likely, tight end premium, or J.K. Akers in the 105?
I think I want Pittman and Etienne. It's the 105 is tough because you could probably get a quarterback there. Would I take a quarterback there? Not necessarily. I think, you know, we've been talking about the tiers. Love the top three. I think the top four is still really solid. When you get to five, you're kind of in that, do I take A. Rich? Do I take Levis? Do I take JSN? Do I take Gibbs? And I think it's a bad spot to be in. I think I'd be more than happy to get Pittman, who, please God, give him a new quarterback. And then ETN playing on a great Jags offense. You know, you could roll the dice with Dobbins and Akers. I don't really want to do that. And the 105 is going to be going to be valuable. But I think getting ETN and Pittman is probably a little bit better for your roster.
You are taking on
a lot of hope.
The risk of two running backs who have had significant injuries going into year four of their, this 2023 will be year four, right? Year four for, or year three?
I think,
what is this?
I think year four.
Is this, I just.
I think year four.
I would rather have, I want the 105. I can see some, the thing is, if you acquire Dobbins and Akers, I guarantee you by the end of next season, you're trying to trade probably both of them. Like legit, you're probably trying to trade both of them. This is just a gross trade. I'd take Pittman, Etienne, and Likely. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, Barry, this is just gross. I mean, I'm with you, George. They're just too big of question marks. I would love the 105, but right now, give me Pittman, Etienne. And I could easily see, I can see Baltimore and the Rams just find another running backs, right? Like just... Yeah, I would take Pittman, Etienne, Likely. That's just a gross deal. All right, got a one QB, 10 team, half PPR. Drake London or your favorite wide receiver, George Pickens, in a 24 second round pick. Is that second enough liquidity to get you to move off of London? Me either. Yeah.
No, it's London.
Yeah.
London's... Yeah. I know everyone wants to be Kyle Pitts, and we said this when he got drafted. Drake London will be the number one in that offense, regardless of who's available. Pickens could be the two, could see 100 targets, but I'm taking London because he should see probably even more volume than that.
All right. Normally, I don't like pulling up these small trades, but this is Heisman tier, remember, right here. We got to pull this shit up, baby. All right. We've got Justin Herbert being acquired for Trey Lance, Christian Watson, and the 210. I mean, we can call Justin Herbert the third best quarterback in 2020 all we want, Jay, but give me the Herbert side of this deal. I mean, is there any world in which you would take Lance and Christian Watson over Justin Herbert?
Absolutely not. You know, especially when we're projecting Lance to not be the starter next year.
Yeah, smash.
These are the trades that you want to look for in your dynasty leagues because
are people
you may be able to get
that down on Herbert to where you will. You'll give him up for Trey Lance and Christian Watson? This has got to be
it's rough for those Herbert stands in the streets, man. People like you beating Herbert down every week, calling him the Blake Griffin of the NFL. It's not
show
good
me the
for
lie.
Herbert.
Show me
it's
the lie.
It's not good for Herbert right now.
This is banana land right here. There's no. Literally, Trey Lance could be the backup to Brock Purdy next year. And if he stays in San Francisco, spoiler alert, he will be the backup. Despite what your favorite fantasy analyst wants to tell you about draft capital, he will be the backup to Brock Purdy. So Christian Watson and the 210, no, not happening. Jay, I know I've
Fields
kinda...
for the 103 and 203.
Is it that bad out here for Fields? What would you rather? Don't you dare. Don't, because you are the son of a bitch.
Do I get, CJ Stroud?
No. Because you talk all this trash about trade Fields. You wouldn't do it because if this hit your inbox, you wouldn't accept it. You would not.
It's not enough.
Thank you.
It's not enough.
No. It is
it's not enough. It's got to be two first minimum. The 103 is intriguing, but it's got to be two first minimum to consider it.
I'm not about to let you even perpetuate that lie to the people. Absolutely not. Man, he is actually, look at the series of moves he's made. This is a 10-team Superflex start, 10, 2024 first or DJ Moore?
I kind of like DJ Moore there. I get it from both sides, though.
Yeah.
I think getting the liquidity of the 24 first is great, but I think DJ Moore, again, praying for that quarterback upgrade, man. Praying for that quarterback upgrade. DJ Moore at the end of the season was phenomenal. Way better than I expected. Oh, Ray, look at that. I'm very disappointed in actually a goose.
Oh, you want this? You want this trade?
Very, very disappointed.
You want you
2024
love
third for Rashid Shaheed. Sign me up.
It's
people.
It's not best ball. It's 10
if
teams.
If I could tell you guys to buy anybody in the NFL, it would be Rashid Shaheed, and I stand by it. I think he is a great wide receiver
with zero competition. Wait a damn minute. So this is the shit that I have to deal with, people. Do y'all just hear that? I think Rashid Shaheed is a great wide receiver. Biggest buy. I can't. George Pickens sucks. George Pickens is a fake this.
Fake alpha. That's what I said. I didn't say he sucks. I said he's a fake alpha. That's what I said. Don't twist my words now. And I like Rashid Shaheed a lot. And you know that. This isn't some out of left field. Rashid Shaheed is awesome.
You're not out of left
field. I really like him.
You're not out of left field.
I'm fine with that. The greatest hitters who can't field play in left field, right? So you know what? I'm happy to be in left field. I'll be Kyle Schwarber for our DD baseball team. No problem with me on that.
Wow. Okay. Jack Jewel, you got Ja'Marr Chase for Olave, the 104 and the 204.
Yeah, give me Chase.
Yeah, I want Ja'Marr Chase. Let's move on to Mahomes. Let's move on to this one. All right. Mahomes and nothing else. For Breece Hall, the 103, the 107, and Isaiah Likely. Jay. What are people doing?
It's still Mahomes. It's still Mahomes. It's not even close.
This is...
You got no quarterbacks back. Yeah, sure, you can draft CJ Stroud or Bryce Young.
What if
they're no good?
And if I'm diving a little deeper into this trade, you get a 24 second and the 305, which should be pretty decent. I mean, that's a good rosterable piece at 305 in 23. And Mahomes...
Yeah. Good shot on a couple players
Hall,
in 24 and 23.
CJ Stroud and Jackson Smith and Jigba?
Yeah, if you're lucky, you get JSN at 107.
Wow. All right. Goat rings, I'm not reading all of that because we don't have enough time. But let's talk through this one. Kyler Murray, Jordan Love, DK Metcalf in the 301, or Lance Purdy, the 101, J-Mo in the 303.
Oh, man, that's actually kind of tough. I kind of like the Metcalf and Murray side, but I understand having that San Fran quarterback, regardless of who it is, and the 101 and J-Mo, that's pretty valuable. But I still kind of like Kyler and DK a lot. I think I'd probably... I think it's pretty good for both sides, Ray. I don't think I dog either side. Getting Bijan would be awesome. You still have the San Fran quarterback and J-Mo, 303, you know, hopefully a pretty decent piece there. It's a pretty good trade. I kind of like the Metcalf-Murray side, but I get, you know, the issue is that Murray probably not going to play next season.
Jay, I'm going to tell you my gut says is the Lance Purdy 101 J-Mo 303 side. Like when I initially just look without breaking it down, without looking at a value, just initial thought in looking at this deal, I would rather goat rings aside. I'd rather the 101 and the flexibility that pick gives me. I think you have two quarterbacks in Trey Lance and Brock, because I do not think...
That's the hope, yeah, for
that's
sure.
I guess that's the optimistic hope, right? That Lance gets dealt or whatever, and Purdy's actually the starter. They don't bring in Tom Brady or whatever the case may be.
You could get Love, though, on the other side. I think it's
you
an
could
equal...
You could get Love.
It's
you
probably
could,
an equal
yes,
and opposite
that's true.
Transaction,
that's
right?
True.
You could get Love. You could get Lance. Who knows? I think it's probably an equal shot for both to start next season.
I could see both sides of this, man. I'm not... I am, and yeah, I know you got a bunch of, it's 12 team, 2 QB. He's got a bunch, like he's got, we got it. Yeah, I mean, all I see is Jefferson, Chase, Lamb, Olave. How seven goat rings is able to acquire these assets is beyond me, but this is why you become a patron.
He pays off his league mates. That's why.
At this point, I'm going to make goat rings the official trade show moderator and just teach us your ways. I could see this on both sides, man. I really can, because I do think you've got two quarterbacks in Murray and Love, and say what you want, Murray, from a fantasy perspective, is better than Purdy and Lance have ever been, right? DK is better than J-Mo. I could see this on both sides, but just initial reaction, Jay, I think I want the package, man. I want the package. All right.
Yeah, I think the Murray injury kind of sways it for me, just slightly, right? Because you don't know when he's going to play, when he's going to be available.
Man, we got to do trade shows more often. This is wild. All right. This is the last one, Jay, but 101. Now we'll do one more. 101, Tony and AJ Dillon or Higgins in London. Give me Higgins in London.
Yep.
Higgins in London.
Not close. Yeah. Higgins in London easily.
Yeah, I want Higgins in London. Same. Man, that's what Bijan is. I can trade Bijan for Higgins.
But Tony's yards per route run is like 4.5.
I still like Tony, but it probably. Here goes another Fields one, all right? Here goes your two first, Jay.
Justin
Fields. Okay, I know it's a little tight. We got Justin Fields, the 107, the 110, and the 209. Is that enough for you to move Fields? You almost did it for the 103 and 203. No. So,
because I'm not getting a quarterback with that pick, so I just can't do it. Can't do it. You're looking at a running back and a wide receiver combo in the first, and
man, these are some good.
Gotta
trades.
Get a quarterback, man. Gotta get a quarterback.
These are the last two. All right, these are the last two. Joe Burrow or Justin Fields, 111, and Terrace Marshall. What side?
Burrow. Burrow, 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 Burrow. Joey, boop. Give me Burrow. I'm assuming you're taking Burrow too?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Justin Herbert or Sam Howell, the 110, the 112, the 201, and the this is a classic Reggie Q trade right here. So Herbert. It's Herbert or Sam Howell, the 110, 111, 201, 212.
Yeah, it's Herbert. If I could get Herbert for that cheap, I would do it 50 times out of 50, 100 times out of 100.
This is
how you get deals done right
this
here.
This is how you send a bunch of shit, and it looks like you're getting, man, I'm getting two first, almost three first. You could package this up as three first, because if you've got the 112 and the 201,
first, a second.
You control pretty much the back half, right? I'll give you three first, a second, and Washington starting quarterback next year for Justin Herbert. I mean, this is the big takeaway here. Go buy Justin Herbert. You can go buy Justin Herbert right now. Maybe go buy you some T. Higgins. This is wild, man. Good job, Shane T. Good shit, Shane T. Oh gosh, goat rings.
Not again.
Okay, we'll do more of these. We can't do any more. That's it. We're over time, Jay. Go buy some Justin Herbert. And I see people asking how to get in here. Patreon.com/allgas. What is it? Five.
Link in the description.
Link in the description for $5 a month. I mean, if you just, you know, everyone's financial situation a little different. $5 a month gets you in the Discord and get you access to this channel. $7 a month gets you access to the database. $10 a month gets you access to a little bit more. Creme de la creme. Heisman tier, $30 a month. Come join with us. You get annual subscription. You get like 10, 15% off. So it's probably even cheaper than that if you do it. But we've got to do some more trade. Jay, I'm looking at some of these. Man. Wow.
Crazy
stuff. All right. Jay, anything you want to say to people before we get out of here? We're going to do a mock draft on Wednesday. We're going to do a mock draft on Wednesday. I don't know, Jay. The one quarterback, one QB leaguers are screaming at us from the mountaintops to do a single quarterback rookie mock. So I think we must appease all of our audience. I want to make everybody happy, man. Whatever you like, however you like it, I want to give it to you so you feel good walking away from the show, right? So if they want some 1QB, we'll put the 1QB in there and we'll get it cracking. We'll do that. I also kind of want to do a community mock where we jump in here maybe 30 minutes early, drop a couple of links on Sleeper and have all the YouTube people, since our mocks are so god-awful. Did you see Daniel Jeremiah? Daniel Jeremiah tweeted out over the weekend. He said, the top common comments he got under his mock were, your mock is trash. This guy's insane.
Trash can emoji.
Are you high? Yeah. I've accepted the fact that
worst mock ever. Are you high? Why do you hate insert team, trash can emoji, and good work, DJ?
Yeah.
And someone commented, how did you manage to get number five in
bro,
there?
You should see, if y'all want to have some fun, go read the comments under all of our mocks. I mean, if you don't believe that Bryce Young should be the fantasy QB1, you will get crushed on YouTube, because there's no way Anthony Richardson could potentially be drafted in round one, and it's not possible. Go have some fun. When you're sitting on the toilet, go read some of the comments under our mocks. We're us and Daniel Jeremiah, we are one and the same. But no, I appreciate y'all tapping in this Monday. We went a little overtime. We talked a little bit about the divisional stuff at the beginning, got into some trades. We will do more trades. Wednesday will be the last show of the week because Jay and I will be off to Mobile for the Senior Bowl the following week. So Wednesday we'll have some fun. We'll do a mock. I don't know if we're going to look at a mock, then do a mock off of that. Y'all comment below. Do y'all want us to pull up a mock?
Mega show.
Do a mock from a mock, or would you rather us just drop some links in Discord? I mean, in the YouTube chats, you guys mock, and then we just talk shit about your mock during the entire wake up show. Whatever you want to do, we will give it to you how you like it. We aim to please here on the wake up show. All that I ask is you hit the thumbs up button, like, subscribe to the content. Make sure you check out the newsletter. I think it was the best newsletter that Brandon put together. Our DD team. Yep. Mike and Adam, Eugene and Ike, Jeff, Jordan Backus, Dynasty Barry. It was the best newsletter, and it's free. Sign up for it. If you watch this, we're getting like 10,000 people watching, and you're not subscribed to a free newsletter where we're giving you stuff that probably should be behind a paywall, you're about as insane as Jay Rich thinking that Rashid Shaheed is good and George Pickens is a bad wide receiver. We don't stand for that. Get him off the screen. Appreciate y'all being here. As always, make sure you get some of that Michelle Adoro coffee, Michelle Adoro USA promo code wake up. Subscribe to the newsletter. Subscribe to the podcast feed. Hit that thumbs up button. Like the content. And check me out on Bleacher Report a little bit later today. All right, Jay, that is it. We are done. I'm looking at the outro, and I don't think I got it in there. All right, we can get out of here. I'll see y'all on Wednesday. I'm out. Peace. Thank y'all for watching the Wake Up Show with myself and Jay Rich. If you finished the show and you're still hanging around and have yet to hit the thumbs up button or subscribe to the channel, do that right now and turn them alerts on while you're at it. If you want more exclusive access to me, Jay Rich, the entire Destination Devy team, patreon.com/allgas gives you that access. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter for free 99 content. And if you want to get in on that action, use the promo code WAKEUP over on PrizePicks for a 100% deposit match up to $100 for first-time users. And a brand new show dropping on the Mojo YouTube channel. Myself and Jay Rich will be talking about these players and their value from a stock market perspective every single week this fall over on Mojo. It's all gas all the time. Love y'all. I'm out of this thing. Peace.